are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July. Does anybody know what Jesse Jackson Jr., Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., is suffering from? Apparently, his illness is pretty serious. They haven't disclosed it yet. If any of you here, please fill us in. But I guess, yes, he is the son of Reverend Jesse Jackson. U.S. Rep. Jesse Jackson Jr., Democrat of Illinois, has, I guess, taken medical leave for a serious illness, including physical and emotional. He will require extended inpatient treatment. Thus far, they're not revealing what is going on. But I hope he's going to be okay. Prayers are with him, but I'd like to know what's going on. This is very serious. He's young. I think he's only 47. He's in his 40s. I think he's in his 40s. Yeah, 47. So that's kind of young. Huh. All right, guys. Whew. Got a lot to talk about. Really, really cool. I wasn't able to talk about this in the first hour, but Israeli scientists have created a medical marijuana strain that won't get patients high. So it has the good part of marijuana, but not the bad part of marijuana. So we'll talk about that. Apparently, people are choking on grill brushes. So even though 4th of July is over, we still need to tell you to all be careful when you grill because people are eating the grill brushes. This is so true. How many of you have ever choked on your toothbrush bristle? I can't stand that. Now, yes, you're supposed to be changing out your toothbrush every few months. I know. I know. Me, I like it when it gets soft and frayed. I just do. I can't stand brand new toothbrushes. They're too stiff and rigid. I don't like, stop the giggles. I don't like that in my mouth. I like it when it's more soft and bristly. And I like you, not used toothbrushes by somebody else, but like, although my kids, oh my gosh, they will not use their kitty toothbrushes and they'll use mine because I have the pretty blue, aqua blue. Anyhow, but yeah, the bristles will loosen and you almost swallow them. And it's dangerous. So anyway, they have a warning out for please be careful with your grill brushes. I guess trade them out or not trade them out, but get new ones. Don't be cheap. Yeah, I guess because grill brushes get caught on the steak. And then when you eat the steak, it gets in you. All right. I didn't get a chance to finish talking about the California Senate that just passed the California Trust Act, which is known as the Anti-Arizona Immigration bill. We need to talk about that. I'm confused. I'm also confused about this whole God particle. Do you guys understand what this whole God particle thing is? Physicists have kind of broken down the concept of the God particle. Everybody's happy with that, and I don't get it, so we'll try to figure it out. Your guess is as good as mine. Also, I think, there was a woman, I guess she just had given birth at the hospital, gets high on bath salts and starts attacking people at the hospital. Ran around. I hope they took the kid away from her. Yeah, that's pretty scary. All right, hold on. Oh, I know you guys are waiting. Here it is. It's the wire grilled brush bristles. This is a huge warning, by the way. All right, doctors from Rhode Island Hospital reported this week that six people came to the emergency department last year with wire bristles from grill brushes lodged in the throat, stomach, intestine, and other organs from eating meat cooked on an outdoor grill. That's a lot for six people, and that's just Rhode Island. All right. Yes, I'm sure they're going to make, I'm sure, no, Obamacare's probably not going to cover it. No need. They're going to say that we could afford to not use, that we could afford to eat out. And not use, right? Right? They know what we could afford. We could afford to purchase health insurance. Well, you could afford to eat out and not grill at home. That's not why we grill, because we want to grill. We like the taste of the grill. We like supervising the kids outside. That's why we grill. Anyhow, Okay. Anyway, Michael Wales, a spokesman for Grill Daddy Brush Company, said the company rigorously tests its products and has never had any reports of consumer accidentally swallowing the stainless steel bristles from their brushes. Oh, that's a good commercial for them. Grill Daddy Brush Company. Oh, that sounds nice. I need to apologize. I have over 40 mosquito bites on me. I went to Alaska. I wore pants. I wore socks covering the pants. I forgot to spray myself with bug spray because I was completely dressed because it was cold. And I am itching myself like crazy. I wish you guys could see these things. I mean, I have these vasculitic lesions on my legs. Donovan is probably going to vomit looking at all these. But I got one. I mean, this is the size. Remember what the silver dollars used to look like? It's that big. And I didn't even feel these bugs or mosquitoes biting me. Nah, I don't think I got West Nile, but that's just really frustrating, so I'm a little uncomfortable today. All right, let's talk about 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, another thing we're going to talk about if we have time is, I guess, OxyContin is about to lose its patent, so it is going to try and make a drug formulation for children. Yes, the addicted, very highly addictive drug OxyContin will possibly be in a children's formulation sometime soon. We'll talk about that. I realize kids have pain, cancer pain, amputation pain. I realize things like that happen, but isn't OxyContin the cause of multiple overdose, right? Respiratory issues. Now, 1 in 3 painkiller overdoses are linked to methadone. So methadone is still huge. They account for 1 in every 3 deaths associated with prescription painkillers. CDC say most people that use it weren't using it to get high. They were using it as a painkiller. Many people use methadone to get off heroin. I just don't want to think of the child that has to use OxyContin. Huh. Yeah, we also heard that Dr. Drew has been under fire. I used to listen to Loveline all the time. I thought Dr. Drew's great. I mean, he is. Apparently, he didn't, I guess, reveal that he had, I guess, received money for an antidepressant. We'll talk a little bit about that. And as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Pack it all in here. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll try to get to it all.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Israeli scientists have reportedly created a new strain of marijuana that won't make you high. I know some of you are like, what's the point? Well, again, they were trying to create a medical marijuana that wouldn't be addictive and wouldn't make you high. It's called Avideco, which can be used to alleviate nausea, pain, and other symptoms for what doctors treat with medical marijuana. Cancer patients, the nausea from the cancer treatments and the chemotherapy, pain. And it looks like this is something that's, I think it's actually pretty cool, all right? Because I can't stand this whole marijuana controversy, all right? Honestly, I think we do have bigger fish to fry. It just, I have so many patients trying to get marijuana, claiming they have a medical reason, then that'll kind of separate them. If medical marijuana doesn't make you high because there's a form of it, then people will have to be upfront and go, okay, look, I just want to smoke marijuana to smoke marijuana. Oh, I need it for medicinal. So it's going to make things easier for the medical industry. Not that everybody wants to make things easier for the medical industry. People don't like us too much. But, and again, people are blaming the people are blaming doctors. I heard a lot of your calls, and I should play them in the forthcoming shows. Dr. Dolly, it's a doctor's fault. This is why we have Obamacare. It's a doctor's fault. Why don't you take responsibility? What did I do? What did I, you know, trust me, if doctors didn't have malpractice, they didn't have billing software, they didn't have, they would love to probably get $25, $50 cash a patient. Surgeons, I can't speak for them. All right, don't be blaming this whole healthcare crisis on doctors. Okay, we're victims too. And remember, many of us doctors are patients, so we don't like it. All right, don't be blaming us. Again, everyone's turning on each other. This is what the government wants. But honestly, this would make things a heck of a lot easier. All right, if medical marijuana is not regular marijuana, then that's easy. Fine. It'll also make it a heck of a lot easier for us to dispense. And then it'll make it easier for people who really need medical marijuana to get it. I think it's wonderful. All right? Anyway, I know. All right, so basically, cannabis is made up of your cannabidiol, which is the substance that does the anti-inflammatory effects. This is the one that's very therapeutic. And then, of course, your THC, your tetrahydrocannabinol, which is what causes you to have the psychoactive effects. Now, what they've done is they've been able to create a marijuana that only has the CBD and not the THC. All right, you guys understand that? Already it is permitted for, it's called Avidecol. It's already permitted for medicinal use, so patients could try it at their own discretion. 10 patients thus far in Israel have been using it for 6 months. And one of the patients, 35 years old, he suffers from chronic pain after a tumor was removed from her spine. She says, I could smoke it during the day, I could function, I could still work, I could still drive. Now, marijuana is illegal in Israel, but medicinal use has been permitted since 1993 for illnesses such as cancer, Parkinson's, Crohn's, etc. Now, I know a lot of my listeners do smoke marijuana. And the reason why I know that is many of you tune into my show halfway into my discussing marijuana, and you get mad at me and you start to yell at me. And so for those of you that maybe just tuned in, I do not have a problem with medical marijuana. All right. It is difficult for a lot of us doctors to figure out who really needs it. The state wants a lot of paperwork done. They want us to, you know, have good reason to. I've also stated on air, many of my patients who do smoke pot and have admitted it to me, they're probably some of my healthier patients. They don't come in for blood pressure. They don't come in for anxiety medication. They don't come in for insomnia medication. They're on less medicines. However, as a board certified family doctor, I cannot sit here on air telling all of you, go ahead, you know, we in the medical community are huge fans of it. No. Again, it's a illegal substance, okay? And we had a horrible, horrible tragedy from a teenager who was high on pot. I know everybody gets mad at me saying, you can't die from marijuana. No, but this girl was behind the wheel, high on pot, killed a bunch of kids. This happened years ago in Las Vegas, who were doing community service. They really shouldn't have been there. They were cleaning up a highway, and it was so tragic. So, you know, out here, many of us doctors are really concerned about marijuana getting into the wrong hands. So I don't want all my listeners who are pro-legalizing marijuana getting mad at me. It's just all I'm saying is if they could make a medical marijuana that's specifically medical marijuana, that's easy for our medical marijuana patients to take, we'll have hopefully less regular marijuana being prescribed to people where the kids can take it, get behind a car, and kill other children. All right? That's where I stand on that. It doesn't matter. You guys are going to get mad at me anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia, I want you to take a stand. I think our police force is taxed a lot. I would rather they be finding the rapists and the murderers than people hiding pot in their car. But the truth of the matter is marijuana does impair driving. And more children are smoking marijuana than smoking cigarettes. So I don't know if legalizing marijuana is going to help or hurt that. And I'm not a fan either way. Okay. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. Now, another thing I'm kind of not a fan of, and I'm a little confused by this, and maybe some of you can shed some light, is this California Trust Act. The California Senate had passed the quote-unquote anti-Arizona law, which shields illegal immigrants from status checks by local police. Democrat-led state Senate voted 21-13 for the California Trust Act. It blocks local police from referring a detainee to immigration officials for deportation unless that person has been convicted of a violent or serious felony. So if you did a minor felony in California and you are there illegally, they can let you go and still live in California and do what you're doing. It does not matter that you're an illegal immigrant, which what we were discussing in the first hour makes you wonder, then why are we even calling them illegal immigrants? If we're using the term illegal, that means there's some sort of violation of a law and there's supposed to be repercussions. But if there's no repercussions, if your crime wasn't violent enough, according to this bill, the authorities in California can let you go. Right? So I guess your illegal status isn't really illegal. I mean, I'm obviously not a Webster's dictionary, but isn't something, if it's illegal, means there's consequences for that act? Now, the only reason why this is, I mean, the only reason why, there's multiple reasons why this is kind of a big deal. This act was done in response to Arizona's bill and the Supreme Court's partial support of the Arizona immigration law. And it has already passed the state assembly over there in California. It goes back to the assembly for concurrence vote, going then heading on to Governor Jerry Brown. Now, the reason why this is an issue is if all 50 states aren't in agreement with how we should handle immigration, and the reason why I guess it's up to the states is because the government seems to have a handoff of policy now, handoff policy with deportation, can we finally poop or get off the pot? And I apologize if I'm not using the proper saying, but I'm on air. And if we're going to have an immigration policy and we're going to denote who's an illegal immigrant and a legal immigrant, don't half-ass it. Don't do it halfway. You either have an illegal immigrant or you have an immigrant that's not illegal. And if California wants to say, no, we're not going to detain you, there's not going to be consequences or ramifications if we find and discover that you're not here legally, then is it kind of redundant or contradictory or hypocritical for us to use the term illegal? Why do we even have an immigration policy? If people are going to be able to sneak into California, all right, if that's their access into America, sneak into California, and then nothing happens to them if they get caught, are you devaluing the value of being a U.S. citizen? Why should anybody go through the immigration process? And why this is so important, we were discussing, Dr. Dahlia, really, why should we care what goes on in California? Well, I think we did, because if that's the door, if that's the little opening in the container where you're trying to have an airtight container, right, and that's the opening where outside air, right, or I don't know, let's say you throw the container into a tub of water, that's where water's coming in, it's going to come into the whole country. Either we decide as a country that there's going to be no such thing as illegal immigrants and everybody comes and goes, and it doesn't matter if you're a U.S. citizen or not, and just throw the whole citizenship thing out, or we stick to an immigration policy. What is it? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I mean, from what I hear, many people were really excited about this California Trust Act bill limiting deportations. From what I understand from one source, this shifts a federal responsibility. It shifts the states away from what the feds need to do. All right? Apparently, California doesn't want their police having to deal with it. They don't want to be mixed up in quote-unquote racial profiling. So this allows California local authority to not have to deal with the whole immigration issue. And I gotta admit, they do have a point. One of the sources here says this drains local resources because the federal government does not pay the full cost of detaining suspects. So if you let the suspects go, it doesn't drain the already cash-strapped California. Okay, I get that. Why aren't the feds doing their job? Well, the Obama administration really isn't that concerned about illegal immigration. He doesn't really want to deport. He seems to not mind watering down the value of citizenship. Isn't he a U.S. citizen? Isn't President Obama a U.S. citizen? How does he not see the value? Many of us who were blessed to be born here, we see the value. We I thank God. You know, when I talk to my kids, I mean, you know, my father had to bust his butt to come to the States and become a citizen. My grandparents had to flee Nazi Germany and were the only ones that were able to make it when the rest of their family were killed and were able to come to this amazing, beautiful country of ours. On my mother's side, my great-grandmother came through Ellis Island with nothing except what she was forced to come with. You had to, I guess, have $25. You had to have either somebody to sponsor you or somebody there or a willingness to work. Right? Nobody called that racial profiling then, whether you were a Russian immigrant, a German immigrant, an Austrian immigrant, a Polish immigrant. All right, they were all treated the same. Yet all of a sudden now, if we want to check immigration status, it's racial profiling. We're being racist. All right. Last I heard, we're still in a recession, although, correction, according to ABC News, the recession ended. They said 5 million people are still out of jobs, even though the recession has ended. Really? The recession ended. Why do they keep trying to say that the recession ended? And, you know, I know some of you are like, well, let California do whatever they want to do. But my problem is I think immigration has to be a federal issue. And I think the feds need to help secure our borders. And if one state wants to make being an illegal immigrant okay, then we either all follow suit, and it doesn't make a lot of sense calling them illegal immigrants, just calling them immigrants, or we all come up with an immigration policy. You can't halfway it. We can't have one state not enforcing the law, because that's where all the illegal immigrants are going to sneak in and come through. Now, I know a lot of people are trying to, flee what's happening in Mexico. I get that. But, you know, don't we have a legal immigration pathway? You know, what blows my mind is how we let mediocrity be okay. How we could, you know, we're supposed to be the United States, right? United States of America. And we're supposed to have amazing ethics. We're supposed to have an amazing heart. We open our borders to people. We allow for people to come in. Why would they come into our country the correct way and do it right when you could just go into California any way you can and nothing's really going to happen to you as long as you don't do a violent crime? And like I said, if you're okay with that as an American citizen, then we all need to be on the same page and just say, okay, well, then there's no such thing as illegal immigration. It's just all legal immigration and people can come here willy-nilly, etc. But for those people that go, no, we need to stratify this. You can't stratify and you can't rate illegal immigrants, because I got to tell you, you may be throwing racial profile into that as well. I mean, if you're calling the Arizona law a racist law, all right, what do you think's happening when you're stratifying and you're triaging illegal immigrants? Somebody could call that racist as well. You're either illegal or you're legal. You're either pregnant or you're not. You know, we don't have people come to the hospital and go, well, since your contractions aren't violent, we'll send you back out with the non-pregnant people. Do we do that? No, your contractions aren't violent enough, and since we don't have federal money, you need to go back out. No. All right, we deal with pretty much pregnant women the same when they come into the hospital. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's a stupid analogy. I know it is. I know it's not the best analogy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, you know, I'm just a little frustrated, because the reason why the Senate did this, like I said, it's their response to Arizona. And why are states fighting each other? All right, either we come up with an immigration policy and we stick with it, or we don't. But the state's doing willy-nilly. Like I said, the Supreme Court ruling with Arizona a couple weeks ago, no surprise. Because we really don't want states changing the rules on immigration. But we understand why Arizona had to step it up, because we have an administration that doesn't give a heart and doot about our illegal immigration problem. And then if that's the case, the Washington administration has to have the cojones to say, look, in spite of our health care woes, in spite of our economic woes, we are going to now abolish the term illegal immigrant. Everyone's legal. Because if you're illegal, we're not going to deport you or there's not going to be any repercussions. Well, no, Dr. Dahlia, that's too drastic. They won't do that. Well, then they better buck up and enforce proper immigration protocols then and pathways. And if somebody's here illegally, it doesn't matter what degree, you're either here legally or you're not. Period. And I agree with Mitt Romney, where telling people, okay, we caught you, you're illegal, but don't worry. We won't make you leave. You're going to get to take cuts in this line. Why would we do that? We need people going through the proper channels. We have a process. We spend millions of taxpaying dollars on our immigration process. Then don't put that money towards the process. If you're not going to respect the process, and we're going to have states saying, no big deal, don't worry, we're not going to deport you because we don't want to look racist, well then, what the heck are we doing having an immigration process? You can't do that. We look like idiots right now. We look like complete idiots. Okay, I know some of you are calling me an idiot right now, but tough. All right, I got to call it like it is. We either have an immigration policy or we don't. And if we're not going to have an immigration policy and people get to come in and they get to stay, can we figure out what we're going to do with our healthcare dollars? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, well, that's what Obamacare's for. No, Obamacare is not solving the process or solving the problem of us American citizens having healthcare, let alone our illegal immigrants having healthcare. It doesn't solve that problem at all. They just say, all right, states go expand Medicaid and rich pay for it. No, they didn't. I mean, we are in one of the biggest healthcare crises we've ever seen. Whether you guys think it's the doctor's fault, whether you think it's the pharmaceutical company's fault, whether you think it's the insurance company's fault, whether you think it's Bush's fault, whether you think it's Obama's fault, I don't care. We are in the biggest healthcare crisis we've ever had, and I don't care what ABC News says. The recession is not over. It was funny. One of my Facebook listeners said the reason why they think the recession ended is because we're in a depression. I don't care whose fault it is for our healthcare crisis. But, I mean, somebody have the cojones to say this is what we're going to do. Period. You're either legal or you aren't. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either a Dr. Dahlia show listener, or you aren't. All right, we'll be back with some medical headlines. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a Pennsylvania mother allegedly was smoking bath salts while in the maternity ward a couple days after giving birth. She stripped naked, violently punched and kicked the staff and went absolutely crazy. 31 years old. I guess snuck it in. The powder was found in her bag. I guess she described it as Disco brand of bath salts. Really? There's a brand called Disco? Hospital police were called to subdue Carla after she stripped, rolled around on the shower floor, and was unable to answer basic questions posed by staff. She was given Haldol, an antipsychotic drug, to to calm her down. Later inspection of her home uncovered drug paraphernalia, including needles, aluminum foil, bath salts containers, a broken glass bottle with brown residue on it. Her live-in boyfriend has also been charged for possession of drug paraphernalia. I don't know where the baby is, but I hope the baby's not going to be with her. Oh, that's crazy. I tell you, these mothers of the year. Here's another mother of the year. Woman puts beer in the kid's sippy cup. 36-year-old Phoenix mother has been charged with child abuse for allegedly pouring beer into her 2-year-old sippy cup. According to a waitress at Peter Piper Pizza. Oh, I used to go to Peter Piper Pizza when I lived in Phoenix. Reported that Valerie Mary Topetti poured beer in her son's cup. After he drank some, he kept wanting the more beer and kept reaching for the pitcher of beer. I'm surprised a kid would like the taste of beer. I never liked the taste of beer, ever. Anyway, she also left the boy alone. And I think the older brothers wanted the beer, too. But really, you're putting beer in your kid's sippy cup? I don't get it. All right. Anyway, speaking of kids, OxyContin now wants to test the pain drug in kids. Now, they're saying they're not making a kid formulation. What they're doing is they're trying to secure an extra 6 months of protection for the drug's patent, per ABC News. The OxyContin patent is set to expire in 2013. And, whew, are we going to see use of this rise? OxyContin's manufacturer, Purdue Pharma, emphasized that the company is not trying to make a kid's version, nor is it hoping to seek the U.S. FDA approval for pediatric use. The goal is to give more information on how the drug acts in the bodies of children who may need it for pain conditions like cancer, sickle cell anemia, severe burns, and other trauma. They say doctors are already prescribing it off-label. Right now, they only have adult data. They want some clinical studies showing how these drugs work. From what I understand, the trials are underway. When the trial is complete, they send the results to the FDA. Whatever the outcomes, Purdue will get an extra 6 months of patent protection for their trouble. So it's research to enable to extend the patent. They have already earned $2.8 billion in 2011 for this. So, I mean, yes, I know kids could have extreme pain. There's been actually some stories out on children with pain and not much pain control and inappropriate administration of pain medicine due to lack of training. I'm going to be very honest. I hardly got any training on severe pain in children. I mean, we had sickle cell patients and sickle cell crises. We did give pain medicine in the hospital, et cetera. But my training for the adult was much more extensive than the child. Absolutely. And so, you know, yes, it would be nice to have some more data, but you're like, okay, really, you just got 6 more months. But again, I'm not that excited about that drug being out on the generic market because I think too many people use it as it is. And people who really have pain, are going to be losing access to that because of all these overdose like methadone and prescription drug use. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, Android users, we do have a Dr. Dahlia app. So please download it. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show whenever, but it's for right now. All we have is the app for Android users. Go to my website. You'll see me. Hit the icon and you'll be able to download the app for free. And of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Big thanks to Donovan who's working the dials today, and a big thanks for Genesis Communications Network making the show happen. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to Sirius or XM Channel 166. And big thanks to all my affiliates who've been airing the show. Thank you all. All right, so a woman is suing the FDA for the right to select a sperm donor. She wants to bypass a sperm bank. Apparently, her female partner and she wants to pursue artificial insemination. This is a very unusual case. It was filed this week with the U.S. District Court. She is challenging the FDA. The FDA has set standards for sperm banks, like requiring tests for communicable diseases, but the woman in California doesn't want to go through the standard sperm bank or her clinic. She's anonymous, no name. She wants to use the sperm of someone she knows at no cost without going through all the federal regulatory rigmarole. I mean, so I guess obviously she doesn't want to have sex with this person. That appears to be the less bureaucratic way. All right. She and her lawyers call the FDA rules an unconstitutional violation of her rights. She wants to start a family with whomever she wants. when you are regulating private decisions between two individuals in a non-commercial context that have to do with something so intimate and personal as whether they want to have a child together. All right. Let me see. The plaintiff did not release her identity. She's in a relationship with another woman, wants to conceive a child. She doesn't want to go to a regular sperm bank because she wants to know the biological father and wants the child to know the father as well. What do they do in this case? So I thought you could still designate. I thought if you have somebody you want to donate the sperm, oh, she doesn't want the cost. Because I thought he could go to the sperm bank. And they label it, I don't know, put a tag, use a highlighter color, green, yellow. Well, they might want to use green or yellow because it'll make people think of gonorrhea. But maybe blue, right? Use a special, assign him a color. I don't know. Maybe fingerprinted. I don't know what you need to do. He goes, he drops that off at the sperm bank. That's the sperm you get to use. Your doctor inseminates, but I guess she doesn't want to go through the cost. I see. All right. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't even want to go there. Just, I guess she's suing the FDA because she wants her friend's sperm. Doesn't want to go through sperm bank. That's it. All right. Let's move on. France is requiring all drivers to carry breathalyzers. Apparently, alcohol countermeasure system is manufacturing a single-use chemical and a multiple-use electronic breathalyzer for the French market. On July 1, France will become the first country, France became the first country in the world to require all drivers, including visitors, to carry a breathalyzer in all vehicles. It'll reach full force, the law, by November 1. If a driver has some doubt about his level of alcohol after a dinner party with friends, for example, he has to have something in the car to check. Well, what if he doesn't remember where it is in the car because he drinks so much? The law requires every driver, even if the person has not been drinking, to carry a certified usable breathalyzer or face fines that start at $14 and can go up to $5,600 and a lost license if they're caught above 0.05 legal limit. The device is to be part of a kit that includes a first aid kit, a fire extinguisher, spare light bulbs, a safety triangle, and a fluorescent vest. Single-use chemical breathalyzer test costs under $1. Multiple-use can cost $200. Well, I mean, multiple-use. Despite inroads and reducing fatalities, alcohol remains the leading cause of road accident deaths in France. Yeah, but won't they just have a buddy use it? I guess there are people who can't tell, and I think if someone's going to want to drive home, they're going to want to drive home. And they aren't going to have the proper mentation to go, you know what, I better stop and breathalyze and decide to go back into the house. All right? They've been drinking. They aren't thinking straight. All right. If you guys can stay on for another hour, please do. If not, this is your stop. Have a great rest of the way home. And we'll be back tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.